McGraw-Hill Professional presents The McKinsey Mind, Understanding and Implementing the Problem-Solving Tools and Management Techniques of the World's Top Strategic Consulting Firm, written by Ethan M. Raciel and Paul N. Friga, narrated by Mark Cashman. Introduction. About this book. February 1999 saw the publication of The McKinsey Way, by Ethan M. Raciel, a former associate of management consulting powerhouse McKinsey & Company. That book combined the occasionally humorous anecdotes of McKinsey alumni with the personal recollections of the author to describe the techniques that McKinsey consultants use to help their clients become more efficient and effective. The McKinsey Way also painted a vivid picture of life behind the walls of the publicity-shy organization that its employees refer to as the firm. The McKinsey Mind picks up where the McKinsey Way left off. Most of that book was taken up with the description of consulting McKinsey style in the context of a typical project, engagement in firm jargon. It started with the sale of the engagement and moved step by step through the implementation of McKinsey solution. It also briefly discussed the thought process that McKinsey consultants use to tackle tough business problems. By necessity, the McKinsey Way was more descriptive than prescriptive. With the McKinsey Mind, we take the opposite tack. Whereas the McKinsey Way dealt with what McKinsey does, the McKinsey Mind shows you how to apply McKinsey techniques in your career and organization. To accomplish this, we build on the knowledge base of the McKinsey Way, but offer a different perspective, as we shall explain later in this introduction. At this point, however, we want to assure you that if you haven't read the McKinsey Way, you need not read it in order to understand or profit from the McKinsey Mind. In fact, we even provide summaries of the relevant lessons from the McKinsey Way at the start of each section of this book. Anyone can use the problem-solving and management techniques described in the McKinsey Way and the McKinsey Mind. You don't have to be in or even from the firm. We also recognize that McKinsey is a unique organization. Its consultants can call on resources not usually available to executives in other companies. Its flat hierarchy allows junior consultants to make decisions and express their ideas in ways that would be impossible in more stratified workplaces. And when working with clients, the firm's consultants generally have a freedom of access and action unavailable to most executives. With these thoughts in mind, we realized that to take the McKinsey Way to the next level, we had to adapt it to organizations that don't enjoy McKinsey's peculiar advantages. Fortunately, we did not have to look far for inspiration in this regard. In researching this book, we relied on interviews with and questionnaires from more than 75 McKinsey alumni who have successfully implemented the firm's techniques and strategies in their post-McKinsey organizations. Since leaving the firm, they have become CEOs, entrepreneurs, and senior decision makers in businesses and governments around the world. If anyone could show us what works outside McKinsey and what doesn't, they could, and did. In this book, therefore, you'll discover a problem-solving and decision-making process based on McKinsey's own highly successful methods, but adapted to the real world based on, and we believe strengthened by, the experiences of McKinsey alumni in their post-McKinsey careers. You will also learn the management techniques you will need to implement that process in your own career and the presentation strategies that will allow you to communicate your ideas throughout your organization. About McKinsey. In case you are unfamiliar with McKinsey & Company, let us offer a few words about the organization that its members past and present refer to as the firm. Since its founding in 1923, McKinsey & Company has become the world's most successful strategic consulting firm. It currently has 84 offices and counting around the world and employs some 7,000 professionals who hail from 89 countries. It may not be the largest strategy firm in the world. Some of the big accounting firms have larger practices, but it is certainly the most prestigious. McKinsey consults to more than 1,000 clients, including 100 of the world's 150 largest companies, as well as many state and federal agencies of the United States and foreign governments. McKinsey is a brand name in international business circles. Several senior McKinsey partners have risen to international prominence in their own